Rabbi Benjamin Aaron Troy.
Today, Mitzvah will discuss Kriyas HaTorah. It's a shaila which I don't think is so negeah anymore this year, but it was negeah when they've got in Chutz Laaretz, you've got joint sedras, and in Eretz Yisrael you've got one sedra. Do you have to be mashlemit? Can you be mashlemit? When can you be mashlemit? So let's start from the beginning. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, V'yelchu shloishes yom b'midbar v'loy motzu moyim. They went 3 days in the midbar, they didn't find water. So the Gemara says, Doyshei reshumos omru, as those which dashen the psukim, as it doesn't mean v'loy motzu moyim, that they didn't find water. It means holchu shloishes yomim v'loy Torah. They went 3 days without learning Torah. Is omdu neviim shebehem, the neviim which were in between them. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was mesaken that you have to lain Shabbos, Monday, and Thursday. Today, there shouldn't be 3 days without Torah. Yeah, from Shabbos to Monday there's only 1 day in between. From Monday to Thursday, there's 2 days in between, but on the third day, you're always going to have Torah. Ezra HaSofer was mesaken that Shabbos Mincha you should also lain because of Yoshve Kronos. The Yoshve Kronos has two pshotim. What's Yoshve Kronos? As Rashi learns, Yoshve Kronos is the people which don't have time to come into shul on Monday and Thursday to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So the Masakan, another Kriyas HaTorah for them on Shabbos Mincha, today they should hear another Kriyas HaTorah. The Oroch learns that it's the people which sit around on shmooze and never come in to learn, so we'll give them another chance to hear some Torah, so and to davening everybody comes, so Masakan Shabbos Mincha, another Kriyas HaTorah, that's Shechaparayin, another Zman of Torah. And besides that, there's another Tekon of Kriyas HaTorah. On Yom Tov, there's also a Chiyev Kriyas HaTorah, Rish Chodesh is a Chiyev Kriyas HaTorah, Chol HaMoed is another Chiyev Kriyas HaTorah. Those, their Chiyev Kriyas HaTorah is called the Chiyev Kriya Min Yonoi Shel Yoim, because it is Yom Tov, Rish Chodesh, or Chol HaMoed, or Chol HaMoed is like Yom Tov, so then there's a new Chiyev Kriya. So basically, there's two Chiyuvei Kriya. There is a Chiyev Kriyas HaTorah, Kadei Shalo Yechus Shloshes Yomim Beloi Torah, as enable that you should hear Torah, so the Masakan Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha. And then besides that, there's another Chiyuv Kriya, and that is on Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh. On the Tanz, yeah. On Purim. Purim Chanukah. Right. Now, how many... I can't remember. How many aliyahs do you need? So everybody knows. Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha is 3 aliyahs. And on Rosh Chodesh is 4 aliyahs. And Yom Tov is 5. Yom Kippur is 6. And Shabbos is 7.
Oh. Is there Rosh Chodesh 2 days?
Chol HaMoed 4, yeah.
Rosh Chodesh 2 days?
4, only 4.
Yeah?
Yeah, 4 aliyahs, yeah. Now, where did this takona come from? So the Gemara says, as when Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakan, that Monday and Thursday you should lain, is or you have one person laning three psukim, or three people, each one laning only one posuk. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's takana shel yechol gimel yom b'lo Torah. All Moshe Rabbeinu demanded from Klal Yisrael was three psukim. And now Ezra Sofer was masakan that you have to have 10 psukim, a keneged or asora batlonim, or keneged asora memoris shebhem nivroilam, or keneged aseres adibras, and you need to have three people, and each person has to have three, at minimum three psukim. Yeah, if you got 10 psukim, so one's going to get the four psukim aliyah. Purim is 9 psukim, yeah? It's Purim is only 9 psukim, because the parsha of Yoveh Amolek is only 9 psukim. So the Or Chaim says a very interesting thing. So why did Chazal leave it at 9 psukim? So the Or Chaim brings down the Yishalmi, because the Amolek done a Maisa Ketua, a Maisa of cutting off. So Mamela Pashiyosov, the parshas which speak about Amalek are also Ketuim, also cut off, they're all less than 10 psukim. Yes, Sai Pashas Vayovay Amalek in Beshalach, and Sai Pashas Kiseitze, the Pasha Zochas also Kem Lechecha, the Zochas also Lecha Amalek, yeah. There is also a parsha which is less than 10 psukim because he done a maisa ketua, so we've left his parshias cut off parshias. Oh, so the Magen Avraham is medayik in the Rambam that the seven aliyahs which we have on Shabbos, that is mitakonas Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was masakan that on Shabbos you need to have seven aliyahs, Yom Kippur 6, Yom Tov 5, Rosh Chodesh 4, and on Monday or Thursday, or it's three psukim. That's mitakonas Moshe Rabbeinu. So Tosfos in Megillah says that Medina, all you need on Shabbos is 21 psukim. All you have to lay on Shabbos, 21 psukim. That means 7 aliyahs, each person gets 3 psukim. 21 psukim will be fine for a Shabbos Kriyas HaTorah. You have to have a maftis, you'll have an eighth one. Of a mitzad zayin kruim, which you have to have on Shabbos, 21 psukim is enough. So in the middle of the week, you have to have 10 psukim. That's a minimum, that's a chiyuv kriyas HaTorah, which Moshe Rabbeinu was masakan. Now the question here is, where does this come from that we've got sedras? Where have the sedras arrived from? Moshe Rabbeinu was masakan, that you have to lay 21 psukim on Shabbos, 7 aliyahs, and that's it. So we'll start by Bereshis. So I think the first 3 days of Bria's Olam in Bereshis, I think you've got 21 psukim there, maybe you have, maybe you need more. But whatever, the first three parshas, the first 3 days is 21 psukim? No, it's not enough. Right, so 4 days, yeah? So you work your way through Bereshis, yeah? Or you won't work your way through Bereshis, you'll lay in the chveis, always the brochas, yeah? Every week you'll lay in the brochas, or vazoy sa brocha, or you'll lay in vayichi, or parshas todas, vayitin lecha, you'll lay in the parshas of brochas, kisova, you'll lay in the brochas, 21 psukim, yeah? Why? Where has this come from that we've got sedras every week? So the Ezeruah in Hilchot Shabbos, Simon Memhei, the Ezeruah says there's another takona of Moshe Rabbeinu. Besides for the takona of Moshe Rabbeinu, which Moshe Rabbeinu said you have to have 7 aliyahs on Shabbos and you have to lain on Shabbos, there's another takona that you have to be mashlim the Torah. With the Kriyas HaTorah Betziba, you have to work through the Torah. You have to go through the Torah. Now, what is the Seder to go through the Torah? So there's two ways of going through the Torah. Or you do our minig, that every year you mashlim the whole Torah. Or you've got the other minig of Marova, which is every three years you're mashlim the Torah. But whatever it is, there has to be a seder of being mashlim the Torah. Why? Because in the Torah it says all the hilchas, all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a seder, just like you know the seder of Daf Yomi working through Shas, and the seder working through Mishnah Berurah. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav Hashalom, made a seder of going through the whole Torah b'tzivah. But it has to be a seder of being mashlim the whole Torah. From there, the takana comes from that we've got sedras. So now the question here is, what happened? Before we get to this, there's another halacha that on Shabbos you're allowed to make a sofas. On Monday, on Thursday, you're not allowed to make a sofas as a Mishnah Megillah. The base for hay and a mincha for Shabbos ain't moisifin aleim. You can only have three aliyahs on Monday and Thursday mincha Shabbos. On Shabbos shachris you can make hisofas. So what is the reason behind this that you can't make hisofas? The Ramah says if you've got two balei bris. Let's say on Monday, or two chasanim on Monday, and the chosim b'yom chuposo is a chiyav aliyah. So the Ramah says, you'll make a hisofa, and the second chosim will get another aliyah. You'll make a revi on Monday and Thursday. You'll make a revi. Why? Because it's yontif shalehem. Well, the day they make a bris or a chosim b'yom chuposoi, it's yontif shaloi. And if it's a yontif, then you can be make a sofas and you can add on another aliyah. What? Five. Yeah, I don't mean a sof. You can have more than three aliyahs. Because it's like yontif. Right. There is a machlokes if you can be moisif on yontif. Yeah, there's a machlokes.
Chatam, yes, go ahead.
Well, if it's a kohen, isn't it? You can't have two kohenim.
So. Two kohenim.
Well, it's two kohenim. There's no eitzah. Yeah. So the ma'aseh, the minhag is not like that. Oh. So why is ein moisifin aleihem on Monday and Thursday? You can't add on another aliyah. So the Gemara says, Mishum bitul melocha, because people are working, and if you add on a fourth aliyah, so you're being mevatel people from work. Yeah, you have to realize time was very precious, and every minute they had to work. Yeah, the Mishnah and Brochos were makel for the umnim to daven b'reish hanadvach on top of the wall of the building. Yeah, how did they get that? They used to work. Miboyka the erev. Yeah, so every minute was precious. Mele Chazal didn't want to be moisif. Another aliyah, which will take another 2 minutes, and it'll take away from the people's work. So what's the reason for Shabbos Mincha? Shabbos Mincha, there's no work on Shabbos Mincha. So the Rashi says, because the minig was lidroish kol hayoim. There used to be a shiur. The whole Shabbos afternoon there was a shiur. So when did the daven mincha? The daven mincha somoch lechashecha, when it's nearly or nacht or shkia, however you want to type to the Rashi. And so there was no time. There's vital no time to add on another aliyah. So Mamela that said halacha that Shabbos mincha. So now the shaila here is, what happens if Shabbos Shachris you didn't lay? Now what's the reason why you didn't lay? Suddenly you didn't rain Shabbos Shachris, you didn't lay Kriyas HaTorah. What was the reason you didn't lay Shabbos Shachris?
Because there's no
minion. There's no minion, it's a shaila. But there was a minion here, and it didn't lay. How did it happen? There's no the Sefer apostle. Well, the case which the Izruah speaks about was there was a machlokes in shul, and Kriyas HaTorah was stopped. Yeah, the takona of Rabbeinu Gershon Moir Hagoyla, that if somebody has got a taina, and his taina is not being sorted out, he's got the right to stop Kriyas HaTorah till he gets what he wants. Yeah, if it's not been sorted out, if it's been tried to be sorted out and there's no way it's been sorted out, the Takana, Meram Rottenberg brings down this Takana of Rabbeinu Geshem, that you've got the right to stop Kriyas HaTorah till your problem gets sorted out. Yeah, as I think there's stories in Klal Yisrael that they stood, those almonas or ladies which stood, came into shul and stood in front of the Oron HaKodesh, and they stopped them taking the Sefer Torah out of the Oron HaKodesh till they got, till their demands were met. Yeah, and it's a schus which the Rebbeinu Geshem was masakim. So this happened one Shabbos. The Oizrua brings down a story. One Shabbos, Pashas, I think it was Pashas Emor, that the Kriyas HaTorah in Shul was stopped, and they couldn't lay. Because there was demands, and the demands weren't met. Yeah, he says the katat, the machlokes in shul. I mean, that was this takana of Rabbeinu Geshem, and they weren't met. And Mamela, there was no Kriyas HaTorah, the Davin Musaf, and it seems like by the end of Shabbos, by Mincha, it was also one sorted out. So now we arrive at the next Shabbos, Parshas Baha. And Parshas Baha, do I now lain Emor Baha? Or finish. If you didn't lain on Shvi Shal Pesach, so you didn't lain Shvi Shal Pesach. So finish. You don't lain on Shavuot where you missed out on Pesach. Yeah. So you didn't lain Parshas Emor. So finish. So now Parshas Baha, you lain Baha. Or do you say now you lain Emor and Baha? That is a shaila. What? Yeah, so here the whole tzibah didn't lane.
Yeah,
the whole tzibah didn't lane. So now the tzibah has to lane, or maybe the tzibah doesn't have to lane. Is there tashlumim for Kriyas HaTorah? That is a shaila. So the... Yeah, the same shaila. That's the same shaila. There it's usually a yochid which is missing. Here you've got a whole tzibah which is missing. So, I mean so the Oizrua says, yes, you can be mashlim. You can be mashlim the next week. That means if you missed, you have to. Yeah, you have to be mashlim the next week. That if you missed Parshas Emor, that the Tzibah didn't name Parshas Emor, is next week, it's not one sedra, it's two sedras. It's Parshas Emor Baha, and you treat it ki'ilu, there's two sedras this week. That means you give 3.5 aliyahs in Parshas Emor, and 3.5 aliyahs in Parshas Baha, as you treat sedras mukhuborim, 3.5 in one, and 3.5 in the other.
That, as well.
Right. We have to get to all the shailas here. So there's many shailas in this. So let's discuss this shaila. If next week wasn't Parshas Baha, if next week was Parshas Baha b'chukosai, do we say now we lain three sedras emoy Baha b'chukosai, or do we say no? So you can't lane three sedras. Because we only find two sedras together. We don't find three sedras together. So Mamela, we can't lane. So that's the shaila. So I'll put down all the shailas, all the possibilities of the shaila. If let's say the sedra I missed was Emor, and the next sedra is Baha v'chkosai, that's one shaila, I'm going to have three sedras. There's another hechatimtza was... I missed, let's say, Achri Mois Kadoshim, and now I'm up to Emor, so I've also got three sedras, because I have to be Mashlim, Achri Mois Kadoshim, and Emor. And then another Hechatimtza, I missed Tazria Matsoira, and the next week is Achri Mois Kadoshim, so you're going to have four sedras, Tazria Matsoira, Achri Mois Kadoshim. Or you can have another Hechatimtza, that you missed out Tazria Shmini, Tazria Matoira, Achra Mais Kadoshim, Emoir, and now you're up to Baha Bechakoisai. Yeah? What?
If the machlokes takes a year.
If the machlokes takes a year, then you got problem. Yeah? So let's say, or they didn't have a Sefer Torah. Well, let's not talk about machlokes. They didn't have a Sefer Torah, and they were cut off. Yeah, and even nowadays in the Chves, in Russia, somebody told me, Chernobyl, in the winter, it gets cut off. The snow snows them in, that the Porsche, there's no transport from one place to the other for a few weeks, I think 2 months in the winter, and that's it. So they couldn't get hold of a new Sefer Torah. Yeah, so we won't. So what? So the Shaila here is, can you lane more than one Sedra, more than two Sedras in a week? Can you do that? So this is a great machlokes. Magen Avraham brings down Meram Mintz.
How could it be
done? What's far? From a chumash b'di'evad. No, it could be. No, ain't korin b'tzibul b'chumash. Ain't korin b'tzibul b'chumash. Yeah. So can you lane more than two sedras a week? So the Magen Avraham brings down a Meram Mintz that you can only have two sedras. The maximum is two sedras a week. We don't find a Kriyas HaTorah of more than two sedras. In other words, the Magen Avraham says that the two sedras become like one sedra. And we only find that two sedras can become one sedra. But we don't find that three sedras can become one sedra. So Mamela, the Magen Avraham says, all these Echatimtzas, and let's take the first Echatimtzah, you missed out Emoy, and now this week's Sedra is part of Bahar B'Chakoisai, so you can't be Mashlim, and you've lost Emoy, and it's just Bahar B'Chakoisai.
Do it on Sunday.
Well, now we'll have to get to the Sunday. Can you do it in the middle of the week? Yeah, Mitzvah, we'll get to that Shaila as well. We'll get to that Shaila, Mitzvah. Yeah? So if you got, so now Emoy Bahar B'Chakoisai, so there's no takana. You leave out Emoy and you just lay in Bahar B'Chakoisai. If, let's say, move it. Very good kasha. Very good kasha. So the Noid Biyuda asks a kasha. He's got an eitzah. Noid Biyuda and Reb Shlomo Kluge have got an eitzah. As if you've got Emoy and the next week is Bahar B'Chakoisai, so you know what you do. This week, Pasha Bahar B'Chakoisai, Lane Emoy Bahar. Next week, you're laying B'Chakoisai B'Midbar.
But
when will you lay in Sei Chazak? Good to Shaila that. And you'll have to be after B'Midbar. Yeah, you can't. Yeah. Naftali says, as the Magen Avraham says, weiter, you cannot make two sedras, one sedra made out of two sedras from two different svarim. And you can't join B'Chakoisai and B'Midbar together. So Mamela, there's no eitzah of moving, this week should be Emoy Bahar, and the next week will be B'Chakoisai B'Midbar, because you can't join B'Chakoisai B'Midbar together. But Reb Shlomo Kluge's got a kasha. Reb Shlomo Kluge's got a kasha. Now, Reb Shlomo Kluge's a kasha. Emoy, 1 week will lain Emoy Bahar. I mean, the Sedra of Bahar B'Chakoisai will lain Emoy Bahar. Next week will lain B'Chakoisai. And by Nosoi, when it's anyway, it's a long Mavis Sedra, will lain B'Midbar Nosoi. It's anyway long, so we'll add it on. Why can't we do that?
B'Midbar
will befall Well, mitzvah and fall after shuls. Oh, yeah, so we've been vattled that to Connor, right? That's true. Ba'amol, you can have before shuls. No, it's not usual. Ba'amol, before shuls, you can have nosi before shuls. So, in such a chatimtza. Yeah, such a chatimtza. Can you do that? No, it's two different kriyas. The ikat kriya, is b'tayis habrocha. Pasha to start the Torah, then we start bereshis. Oh, but the chiyav kriya is bereshis a minik. Oh, so this is a pasha to eitzer. Yeah, so this eitzer you can always do this eitzer, you know, move it around. Let's say you got Tazriyam Atoira Achim Reis Kedoshim. So the Sedra of Achim Reis Kedoshim, you're laying Tazriyam Atoira. The next week you're laying Achim Reis Kedoshim. The next week you're laying Emor Baha, and then Bachdoi say, always, you know, sort it out. What? No, it's within the year. Within the year. So within the year, we'll sort it out. You know, at the end of the day, somehow or other, we'll get sorted out. What? Yeah, like it's Rosh Chodesh. So we'll sort it out. Oh. So zokt in Noida B'Yehuda as this takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. That you have to be mashlim the sedras of, that have to be mashlim the Torah within a year or within 3 years. Oh, but now, once we've got the minig as within a year or the minig within 3 years, whatever it is. Oh, but once there is this minig, now there's a chiv to lain on this week this sedra. You can't now go and sort out your sedras night. You're going on holiday, so you won't have Kriyas HaTorah for the next few weeks. So now I'll instead of missing out them, you know, I'll lay them earlier. And if I've got, you know, I'm making a chasna that week, sheva brachas or oifruf, you know, it's not enough in this sedra for all those sofers. You know, I'll add another sedra, and next week we'll lay something else. Now there's a choiv kvua for this Shabbos, what I have to lay. And mamela, if there's a choiv kvua, what I have to lay in this Shabbos, then you can't push off what the chiv of this week. Even so, you have to be mashlim your chiv, but you can't take away the chiv of this week. So mamela, if you can't take away this chiv of this week, there's no way of sorting out problems. Now, Reb Shlomo Kluger has got a chiddush that in the case of Emoy Bahabach Koisai Lamoshal, yeah, so he says, if I'm just, and this week I'll be laning Baha, I'm allowed to push off Bechu Koisai. Because I've laned Baha, which is one of the Chi of Kriya of this week, I can push it off. The Noid Behuda and the Teres the Kainim hold, no, you can't push it off. Once it's, this is a Choyv of this week, and Amela, you can't push it off. So now we've got a machlekes here. Can you push it off? What will you do when you've got three sedras? So Mogen Avraham said you can't. There's no eitzah. The Eli Rabba says no. The Hiyois, the takona of Moshe Rabbeinu was to be mashlim all the sedras. So Mamela, he says, it's no nafkemina. If you've got Tazriyam HaTorah and Achron Reis Kedoshim, you can four sedras for this week. Yeah, I look the Eli Rabba. If you missed out 5 weeks, then you'll have six sedras this week. It's nishke nafkemina. You've got a chiyav to be mashlim the parshias. Yeah, if you've got seven, so each one will get seven. Sedras, each one, the Kohen will get the first Sedra, the Levi the second Sedra, and then the Chayin Hala.
I have a Shabbos,
Now, Shabbos Mincha, Heyois, that Alocha, as Ein Mosifin Aleim, you can't be Mosif on it. So, Mamela, so the Noid Behuda says, Shabbos, that's Simcha, as this Kasha, on Monday, on Thursday. Why can't we mash them on Monday, on Thursday? Yeah, so the Nodi Behuda says, on Monday and Thursday I cannot be mashlim because of the din bitul malacha. So Mamela, I cannot be moisif. I can't make a sotas make Zayin Kruim. Yeah, the Orcha Shulchan says you can only be mashlim with Zayin Kruim. You can't be mashlim with 3 aliyahs, only with 7 aliyahs. Even if you don't say, and the Yudah says in the middle of the week there's Bitul Malacha, Shabbos Mincha, there's also a halacha of Ein Mosif in Aleihem, because they used to lay in Somoch Lechashecha, and Mele that Takona Chazal, you can't be Mosif, so Mele Shabbos Mincha, on Monday and Thursday, you cannot be mashlim. Azoy Zokta Nodi Behudah. Now, along comes the Nodi Behudah with a Chiddush.
I heard it.
This Shaila was Negei Taka on holidays. On holidays, we were not on holidays. And there was a minion of 10 people which had a Sefer Torah. The middle of the week, there was a big minion. So most of the people didn't hear Kriyas Torah on Shabbos. 10 people heard Kriyas Torah on Shabbos. So they tainered as they want to lay on Monday. So Lamaisa, the maskona was that you can't. Because Chazal made the halacha as ein moisifim aleihem in middle of the week because bitul malacha. So now even so, you're going to decide that I couldn't care about the bitul malacha, or I'm not working, I'm on holiday. Or the ma'isa that the takana from Chazal as ein moisifim aleihem, and ma'mela you cannot be mashlemit on Monday and Thursday, and you cannot be mashlemit by Shabbos mincha. Aber zokt de Nodi Behudah a chiddush. That is only if I'm coming mehilchas tashlumim. But he says, if Shabbos Shachris, we couldn't lay the machloikas in shul, or by the time mincha arrived, it was all settled. So Zot the Nodi Behudah, now you can't lay the whole sedra, because the halacha is a kriya of Monday and Thursday, a kriya of Shabbos mincha cannot be. It cannot be the whole sedra with Zayin Kruim, or it cannot be the whole sedra because of Bitul Malacha or Somach Lechashecha. So Mamela, I'm not allowed to make such a Kriyas HaTorah by Shabbos Mincha. But if I haven't been Yoytze yet, my Kriyas HaTorah from Shachris, then it is not Tashlumim now. This is my Kriyas HaTorah from Shachris, which is the Chi of the whole day, and I haven't been Yoytze yet. So Mamela, I can't do it by Shabbos Mincha. Because now I'm not laning a Shabbos Mincha Dike Kriya, I am laning a Shabbos Shachris Dike Kriya. And a Shabbos Shachris Dike Kriya, I can lain Zayin Kruim. So Mamela. So what do you do? As before Mincha, before Asher Yavo Letzion, take out the Sefer Torah, lane 7 kruim, let's say Parshas Emor, lane 7 kruim Parshas Emor, maftir haftorah, ashrei ovol etzion, and now Shabbos mincha kriyas haTorah of Baha. So for that Shabbos mincha there'll be 11 aliyahs.
What?
Yeah, because that's a chiv, because you're still your chiv of Shachris. It's just like you haven't lain. What? Yeah, it's mamish. That's the Nodi Behudah saying. It's mamish. It's not a tashlumim. This is a kriyas haTorah of Shachris.
So when you have emor b'habit b'koisa, you do 2 in the morning. B'koisa b'mishab b'mincha. Like you said, because b'koisa is a chiv.
Oh no! Yeah.
You can't just reset it. Emma, b'habit b'koisa, so do it for your Emma b'ha Shabbos morning. I missed that Emma last week. Now
yeah. So Shadu Emma Baha Shachris. And B'chukosai. But what? How am I going to lane this B'chukosai?
Sorry, how?
How am I going to lane this B'chukosai? No, I've been yotzei my Shiva Kruim by Shachris.
So,
what? No, there's no such Kriyas HaTorah. What?
Because
it's a chiv
now.
It's a because it's a chiv to lane it.
Shabbos morning, which I didn't.
Which I didn't. Oh, so now will I be mashlim? No, yeah, but what the Nodi Behudah is saying is, because I've got my chiv Kriyas HaTorah, I haven't been yotze yet. But here I've been yotze my chiv Kriyas HaTorah. No, the chiv Kriyas HaTorah I've been yotze.
Yeah,
I've zayin kruim and I've been yotze my chiv Kriyas HaTorah. So now you want to
utilize
my chiev. Oh, I don't know if it's a good. Can I utilize my chiev now?
Of Shabbos
Mincha, and lane before Shabbos Mincha, how you be mechadish a new kriyas Torah which we haven't got.
You don't have to
Musaf,
you do the same after
Musaf
if you want.
I'm not saying it too. Yeah, whatever, same thing after Musaf, and the Chadamah. But here was, they didn't finish fighting till Mincha time.
If you lay Mincha, Shabbos Mincha, can you go back to the Seder before?
No, the Biyuda says the same thing applies. Let's say you didn't lay Emoy. So what do you lay in Shabbos Mincha? Or what do you lay in Monday and Thursday? So he says you don't lay in Emoy. You're laying Pashas Baha. Because the Choyv is Baha. The Tashlumim is Emoy. You always have to do what your Chiv is, not where your Tashlumim is.
So the week also applies to the Shabbos?
But the, in middle of... What do you mean? The Machloikas is on Monday?
Machloikas on Shabbos.
Right.
So you still can't lay on the Sunday, on the Monday, because of Pitlum, still blind?
Yeah. No, for the Tashlumim. That's what Noid Biyud is saying.
Because
of the was a Machloikas on Shabbos.
Shabbos Mincha is okay. It is a Machloikas.
Yeah, yeah. But on Monday and Thursday, it's already a different day.
Then you can't.
Yeah. So this is an important halacha, which the Mishnah Berurah says, that people don't know this halacha, that let's say people are traveling on Monday morning, Thursday morning, and they haven't got a minyan. There's 10 people traveling, they haven't got a minyan, and so they can't lay in Monday and Thursday morning. So, but they're arriving in town, let's say 5 o'clock in the afternoon now, 7 o'clock in the afternoon, they arrive in town. And now they're the Sefer Torah, going to shul, and they're the Sefer Torah. On Monday and Thursday. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if the Noid Biyuda says that the Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah is not just for Shachris, the Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah is a whole day. So now you arrive in town, you've got a minyan, you've got a Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah. So before Mincha, take out the Sefer Torah. What? No, the minyan. Let's say the minyan.
The whole minyan.
Yeah, the minyan of people travel through the night. They should make sure that when they arrive, make a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah, because you haven't been Yotze Mitzvahs Kriyas HaTorah yet, and the Chi of Kriyas HaTorah is a whole day. Oh, so now there's one more kasha which the Morgan of Rome asks. Now let's take a case when it was Tazria Achrim Mois Kadoshim Emoy. So you can't, the Morgan of Rome says, you can't lay in 3 Sedras, Achrim Mois Kadoshim Emoy, because it's 3 Sedras. So the Morgan of Rome asks, but at least take Kadoshim Emoy. Why did you only take, so you say there's no Takona, you can't lane 3 sedras, but 2 sedras you can lane. So loma the kedoshim tainers loma nigora that I've got achrim mois with me. If I won't have achrim mois with me, then you'll be next week. You would lane kedoshim emor. So now that I've got achrim mois with me, why am I worse off and I can't lane kedoshim emor? Why can't I do that? So the Morgan of Rome says as ein takona lechatzoin. What does he mean? He means, because when I'm doing it, I'm not just filling in my lost sedras. I am being mashlim my chiyuv of last week. And what was my chiyuv of last week was achrei mois kedoshim. So you can't be mashlim half a chiyuv. Yeah, if you didn't daven shachris and you're being mashlim mincha, you don't tell me, you know, half shachris you'll do. Yeah, and you leave out the other part of shachris. There's no tekona for that. Or you mashlim yichiyuv, or you're not mashlim yichiyuv. And heyois, you can't be mashlim your whole chiyuv. So mameila, you can't do anything. So mameila, ein tekona lechatzoy. Oh, so now there isn't much time left. I think we're over time. So now. We'll have to make tashlumim. Yeah. Yeah, okay, so we'll have to stop.
Someone who spoke here after Pesach,
yeah.
Rosh Hashanah as well,
yeah.
He says that the next week in Israel,